BOE back in session. With respect to BOE, looks like 132, and I'm not saying that there's all the numbers in between, but Tim, looks like you got about 22 of them. Is that about right?
That sounds about right, yes. It was about 24 inches on the schedule.
How many of these do you have that are nightly rental issues?
I have all but two shopping centers. There are two shopping centers, everything else is not there.
Okay.
All right. You got clients here, so I want to be fair to you. So, but would it be possible for us to go through those nightly rentals and get them done and then do your
yes.
shopping center?
Yeah. It's not going to take very long.
Okay. I am assuming that BOE 132 Branson Meadows is the
shopping
center.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that would go on to BOE 135, which is Dine Adventures LLC.
Yes. So on Dine Adventures, that's owned by Russ Zink, and he's got actually two separate properties that are on the schedule, both of them called Dine Adventures.
Okay.
So BOE 89 also?
Yep. So you got BOE 135 and 89. Looks like 89 is by far the most valuable.
Yes, so Russ would like to have the most valuable one, the 75-25 split, if the BOE is agreeable.
Tim, also, we haven't made the formal motion yet, or we started it last time, but what we're doing with these, where people have an interest, say we have an interest with another party, and they've already taken their first one, we will apply, in other words, whatever percentage interest they have in that other one, it's a 50-50, then their half is going to be 100% commercial, then we'll apply that 25-75 to the other person's. And so it comes out, say, for instance, with a 50-50 split, it comes out to 62.5 commercial, 37.5 residential for that property. And so that's how we've been doing it with interest in other, if they have interest in other ones. But anyway, on with respect to BOE 135, I would make a motion we deny change in valuation.
Second.
A second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. As to BOE 89, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Looks like there's a value in discrimination on 89 also.
I assume that on 89 that the value in discrimination was based on the classification.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so would the taxpayer withdraw those, or do you want a ruling on those two?
I'm withdrawing the discrimination one.
And the valuation?
Yes.
Okay. So as to 89, those two would be withdrawn. That takes care of them. Next one we have is BOE 136. It would be Sleep Branson. Do you have any information on that one?
Yes. That's owned by Chris Luth, L-U-T-H, and his wife. They only have one in Taney County.
Okay.
2 years ago, back in 2023, the BOE had classified this as 75% res, 25% commercial. I'm asking that it just goes back to what the BOE decided in 2023.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, I'm showing two on here. Tim, do you know, is this a duplex?
Is the other one already being classified as commercial?
It is not.
They only asked me to appeal one, so I don't know.
The other one may not be nightly rental. I don't know.
Well, it's the same address. It's got a different parcel ID number. One's showing residential and one's showing commercial.
You want to pass on that one until you make a call to your client, maybe?
The one that they wanted me to appeal on was a 7.004.
Yes.
Is that
and that's the one that shows residential.
And the other one, is the other one throwing, showing commercial?
It's the exact same address, they're just two.
They're both residential?
No, one's commercial and one's residential.
Oh, okay.
But it's different parcel ID numbers.
Brad said that Chris just bought another property recently.
Was that a recent purchase?
The reason I'm asking is this one shows it's 100% residential.
Right. So, but the other one
so
is.
So we will be making it worse if we rule on this. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
We would be making it worse if we rule on it.
Says that they just bought it.
If it's 100% residential, it's less than if we do 2575.
Right.
So does he really want us to rule on it?
Steph says that the 7.004 is 100% commercial.
Okay, is the other one, if they're both nightly rental properties, he gets to pick one, but we can't do both, is the
question.
That
one's showing 100% residential.
And that other one is showing residential. But is it a nightly rental property?
I think the one he just bought, I don't think... The 7.004 is the one he's owned for several years.
Okay.
Is it a long-term rental versus a short-term rental?
The 7.004 is a short-term rental.
Are you using this?
No, go ahead. We're just trying to figure out if the other one is being used in the nightly rental program.
The reason we're asking is right now it's at a better rate than what you're asking us to do.
Because on the statute system...
No, he says that 007, the one we have on our docket, is commercial. It's not.
I'm sorry, it is commercial. The other one's showing residential.
Yeah.
Can you show on Beacon?
That is correct. He is correct.
Happy to do it. Just need to know what the other one's being used for.
It says residential. The other one's showing residential.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
So we'll be okay.
18.004 is residential.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll leave
so
it.
So it's not in a nightly rental.
He'll just need to report it, so.
Yeah.
And then he can pick which one he wants. But as for today, I guess, on BOE 136, we make a motion classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. 156 is Green Mountain LLC.
That's a shopping center.
Okay, we'll skip that one.
Okay.
Next one's Eric Huffman, so 175.
I believe we had Eric on the docket before, didn't we?
We did.
We moved him.
To today. Which one is this on BOE 158?
That's Eric. We skipped to 175. It's Tim.
Did we already do this one? I mean,
Eric Huffman is not Tim's.
Okay.
So we're skipping that one and going to the next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, my left ear, I can't hear very well
that's
today.
That's okay.
So what is this?
Okay, on BOE 175, Jared Dye.
Yep. Jared just has one property, and he's 2 years ago it was 75% Jerez, 25% commercial. We asked that, again, that one property be treated as 75% res, 25% commercial.
If you had time to check that one?
Yeah.
Okay. As to BOE 175, I'd make a motion we classify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE 387, Old BH LLC. There are, it looks like, at least
three
of them.
Mm. Those are Christy Harms. And you're right, she has three.
It looks like... BOE 388 is valued the highest if they are all nightly rental properties?
Yeah, they're all nightly rentals.
Okay. Are those the only three we show?
It's the only three I show.
All right. As to BOE 388, I would make a motion to classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. As to BOE 387 and 389, I would make a motion we deny change of classification.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, were there any discrimination or valuation claims on any of those?
No.
Okay. All right, we have BOE 431, which is Rocky Top Branson.
So that's Brad Mercado's. Brad's here.
Okay, so we can't do that one right now.
And we've done Mankato on other days, too.
We already did Mankato?
On other days, we've done something for them.
We've got two under Mankato Home Construction LLC and one under a living trust.
Tell me the outside investors.
Does that mean?
No, it's just me.
So number 434 says it's land only.
Okay. And then our 432 and 433, the only nightly rental properties. Or I assume they're nightly rental properties. I don't know. Mankato Home Construction.
Brad, both 130 Cottonwood and 111 Cottonwood, are those both nightly rentals?
Yes.
Okay. And those are the only ones you have an interest in?
No. Rocky Top. The 101 Cottonwood stuff I also have. The one that you mentioned before that you said we couldn't do, I also have that one.
Okay.
And then I also have the one that you said was in the trust.
Okay. The trust is just land?
No, it's a house. It's okay. An item rental. It hasn't.
434 is only valued at, we've only got a value here of 30. That doesn't sound like a nightly rental property.
Oh, I see. Mike, people made a note that the system didn't update for 2025.
Okay.
And they confirmed it with Kyle. The figures that were put in for 26, right now it says land only, but when you go to 26, it's supposed to be updated with the correct figures.
Okay. Then I'm sorry, did you indicate you already had the other one? Already had other ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have 101 Cottonwood Circle. I have 130 Cottonwood Circle. I have 111 Cottonwood Circle.
Okay.
And I have the 945 Beeler, which is the one in the
truck. Is Rocky Top Branson Inc. here is also?
Okay. That's the 101 Cottonwood Circle. Okay. Yes.
So that's the highest value.
Yes.
So I'm showing a lot more of these on Cottonwood in. Have you sold some of these?
I have a whole bunch of lots on Cottonwood. Is that what you mean?
That could be.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of lots on Cottonwood.
Gotcha.
But the only ones that are actually built are 130, 111, and 101.
Gotcha.
Okay, one, two, three. Okay, so there are three or four nightly rentals.
There's four.
Four nightly rentals. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're looking for the, well, the Rocky Top. Mankato.
Rocky Top.
Yeah, the Rocky Top's the most expensive one.
Okay, the Rocky Top has got to be a large lodge.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
So, because it's got a value on here of $2,000,003, is that correct?
I didn't buy it.
I understand.
It's like there's four lodges together. It's like
there's
five.
Oh, okay.
On that one.
Yeah. So they're all part of the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. I was wondering because that value is. Okay. Are those not separated for purposes of. I mean, if there's five different lodges on one of them, they're not separated, or is this just all big one big unit?
That's.
It's not one big unit. There's five separate spots.
So it's BOE 431.
Okay. Yeah, they're all in the same, like, cul-de-sac.
Which page are you on?
You're on page three. The second one.
Okay.
258 Path